The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Hey, I'm your host, Rico Beard. Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. In week six, the University of Michigan goes out on the West Coast, and things did not go the way that they planned. Going into the bye week, Michigan now sitting at 4-2 with a lot of questions for Sherrone Moore and this team to figure out. I mean, it wasn't a good weekend for the entire state of Michigan, as Michigan State also goes out on the West Coast and they lose Friday night to Oregon. But the University of Michigan, in a game that Vegas said that you were not going to win, even though you were ranked number 10 in the nation, and it kind of went to form. A lot of things got discovered. A lot of things got exposed. A lot of things did not go right for the Wolverines, which does lead you to wonder, where's Sherrone Moore going to go in this bye week? What are the things they're going to fix? What is the new identity of this Wolverine team? Because I think the biggest thing is this team does not have an identity. They had a faux identity where you thought, okay, they could run the ball and they got this outstanding, stellar defense. But in hindsight, you don't for either. Because you can run the ball. Khalil Mullings, he's great. And you know what? Funny thing happens when you put Donovan Edwards in the backfield with a quarterback who can actually throw. Donovan becomes a weapon. But when you're a one-dimensional team, man, you're struggling in the defense. You know, for as great as we thought this defense is, I got a stat here. They are 133rd out of 134 teams in allowing passing yards over 10 yards, allowing passes over 10 yards. So 133rd out of 144th. Basically, there's only one team better than you in allowing passes over 10 yards. Not a good thing for this defense, especially you look at a secondary that has Will Johnson in it. That was the strength of this defense, that and the defensive line. Also, they're 90th out of 190 out of 134 teams in allowing third down conversions, which basically means that teams, you're not stopping them. They're not really forcing the three and outs. That's not sustainable. This is why I say Sherrone Moore has a lot to work on in this bye week. Michigan goes out to Washington in a rematch of the national title game. Not as much on the line, but they lose this game. They lose this game 27-17. In a game where, briefly, Michigan had the lead. Michigan was up on the Huskies. And then they allowed the Huskies to score 13 unanswered points and walk away, get a turnover, two turnovers in the fourth quarter. And the next thing you know, the game was over. Wolverines were done. Early in the game, Alex Orji goes out there, and it's one-dimensional. And unlike the previous games with Minnesota and USC, Washington just said, you're not going to pass the ball. We know you can't pass the ball. And Washington went in there, punched you in the mouth, and dared you to throw the ball. And in essence, you couldn't. You couldn't move. Washington scored. Giles Jackson, former Michigan Wolverine recruit, who was there, he left. He goes to Washington. You know, he scores a touchdown. He tries to show out because, you know, he's going up against his former team. But you're Michigan, you allow Will Rogers to go out and just really do what he needed to do. And this team, when you look at how they play, even Michigan had to realize we cannot win this game with Alex Orji. Cut scene, you make the switch. You make the switch, and the next thing you know, you're bringing in Jack Tuttle. And for a second, I thought that Sherrone Moore had discovered the fountain of youth. Like, okay, the senior quarterback, I think he's in his sixth or seventh year. Jack Tuttle comes in and bang, score, score, score. It looks as if Michigan is about to win this thing. It looks as if Michigan has finally figured it out. We know what we're going to do. We know how we're going to do this. We're going to pass the ball. We're going to have a balanced attack. Tuttle sneaks and gets a couple of QB scrambles. Everything looked great. They go into halftime, and Jed Fish, the Washington coach, is saying, we got to figure it out because we didn't plan on this. They planned on Michigan just running the ball. They didn't plan on a passing attack. To give Jed Fish and his defensive coordinator credit, man, they made some adjustments because the final five drives that Michigan had in the game resulted in turnovers and punts. You weren't able to move the ball at all. You allowed Washington back into this thing. They took the lead, and they made sure they kept the lead. If you're Michigan, the head-scratcher was, as great as Jack Tuttle seemed, I don't know if he seemed great or if just the bar was so low with the quarterback play at the University of Michigan with Davis Warren and Alex Orji. In theory, he only threw for 78 yards. He also ran for some yards, but he had two interceptions. I mean, interception and a fumble in the fourth quarter that kind of really hurt your chances. But right now, like it or not, he's your best option at quarterback. You got a bye week before you go and travel to Illinois. Illinois is a ranked team, and I'm sure when the odds come out, you're going to be an underdog at Illinois. Raise your hand if you thought anybody would say that. I don't see any hands out there because no one thought that that was going to happen. You got a bye week to figure it out, and I don't think it's going to take long to realize that Jack Tuttle is your answer. He gives you more options. You have to be a balanced attack if you're going to try to win games. You cannot just run the ball, period. What are you going to do with Alex Orji? You're going to sit him right next to Davis Warren. Thank you for helping us out, but we cannot win with you. You can maybe bring him in on specialty plays. You can maybe bring Orji in on the goal line where you could run some type of read option. But right now, you can't put him back in at quarterback either. You're married to Jack Tuttle. Now, here's the other downside. Tuttle has a history of getting injured. You got to hope that that ends and that he can stay healthy, because if not, you got to go to Jaden Davis, a true freshman who I don't think is quite ready. He's thin. You need to bulk this kid up. So you need Jack Tuttle to stay healthy. You don't believe me? Go look at his history of all the different teams he played for. Tuttle seems to find a way to get injured, and he's done for the season. But right now, he is your guy. You got to be able to make some adjustments, guys. I don't know how you're going to do this. Like I said, your last five, Washington made the adjustments. Your last five drives, Michigan ended up with just nothing. Turnovers and punts, and that was it. You couldn't drive. You couldn't do anything. Even after you got a turnover, you got a pick. From Washington, that was his first interception of the entire season, and Rodgers' first interception. You couldn't do anything with it because you immediately turned the ball right back over to the Huskies. Yeah, you're going to have to figure out. You're going to have to find out what's going to go on, who's going to be your running back. You're going to also – your wide receiver room. Wide receiver room, Samaj Morgan is your leading receiver for the season, and he has less than 100 yards. Not for a game, for the season. That's also problematic. Teams do not respect your passing game. For a second, Washington did. You caught them off guard because they weren't ready for that. They weren't ready for the passing attack. But then they made some adjustments. You're going to go up and you're going to be playing some tough teams. And you got at Illinois, and then the game at you're hosting Michigan State, that's going to be the game that's really going to decide a lot in this state, not just the whole Paul Bunyan and who gets the trophy. But you have two teams in the state that are kind of spiraling. That game will lift the other. The winner gets lifted up. The loser, it's going to be a long year, whoever loses. If you're University of Michigan, you don't want to go into that game and lose to the Spartans, especially because you were 26-point favorites at the beginning of the season in that game. Talking to my guy out in Las Vegas, if the game were to be played right now, today, Michigan would be favored, not by 26 and a half points. No, Michigan would be favored by 3.5 points, a little over a field goal. That's one busted play away, according to Vegas, of saying that you will end up losing this game. If you're Sharon Moore, are you going to take over to play calling, or are you going to leave it to your offensive coordinator? If you're Sharon Moore, do you tell Wink Martindale, you know what, can you come up and design anything other than just a blitz? Can you get us off the field on third down? Because teams are converting third downs at a ridiculous rate. You know, if you're, you know, hey, Wink, can you keep teams from throwing deep passes and passes, not even deep passes, but passes over 10 yards on us? Offensive court, like, there are so many different answers. I mean, questions for this Michigan team. Sharon Moore looks like he's a little bit in over his head. because the one thing that I thought about when you put Jack Tuttle in the game was apparently Jack Tuttle was healthy. If that's the case, then why not just start the game with Tuttle and maybe you catch Washington off guard and maybe you jump out to a bigger lead that Washington can't come back to. You don't give them the halftime to adjust. You have a whole half where they don't know what to do because they have been planning on just rushing the quarterback, not playing pass defense, and stopping Orgy. I got a question. Sharon, why didn't you just start Jack Tuttle? It makes sense. You would have had the element of surprise, and I think that you could have helped Michigan win that game. Instead, you put him in. He looks good. And it just begged the question, well, why did you wait to break the glass? You knew Orgy is limited. Everybody knows Orgy is limited. But you thought that I guess he was going to come out here. I mean, the first play of the game, you tried to throw a pass, and it was like, okay, but that's not in his nature. I don't know where they're going to go. I don't think that Orgy's going to be a quarterback. I think it's going to be Tuttle. Bye week is coming up. Then you're going back on the road at Illinois. You're not going to be playing in Ann Arbor. It's going to be a very difficult game. Illinois, Brett Bielema has this team believing in themselves. It's going to be a challenge for Sharon Moore and the Michigan Wolverines because you don't want to fall to 4-3 because now when you look at it, you'll be 4-3 and you still haven't played Oregon. You still haven't played Ohio State. And, oh, by the way, you have not played Indiana, who Coach Cignetti is just out there punishing people. I'm telling you, Indiana's the best team that nobody has watched. The Illinois game is so crucial because you have three other games on your schedule that are losable games. This went from being a team that, hey, can they win the Big Ten? Can they make the college football playoffs to – if you're not careful and you don't fix this, you're going to be spiraling to just a 7-5, 6-6 season. We'll keep tabs on this. Michigan in the bye week. We'll have more on the game against at Illinois later on. But for now, a lot of questions surround the Wolverines and where they go next and what's going to be Sharon Moore's next move. Thanks for watching the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard. Keep liking and subscribing. I'll be back later on in the week.